Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Charks. Sorry, it's been a while. If you haven't checked my latest episodes, you need to go back and do that, because some of the ones I've been doing recently have been some of my favorites, and I've enjoyed them thoroughly. But this one is just a typical, simple podcast. I have no guests today. I just wanted to fill you guys with some info on what's been going on with a Bible study group I'm in called Iron Man. I did a podcast a long time ago on this. I believe it was probably one of my first ones, and basically explaining what the group I go to is called and what it's about and who attends and what we do. And so if you're interested in that, please feel free to go back. I believe it's a two-part podcast, and you can listen to that. But this one's just basically what God's doing with Iron Man and where we are planning on going. By the way, Happy New Year. Haven't talked to you since last year. In fact, haven't talked to you since last decade. So this one, I'm just going to fill you in on what God is planning on doing with us in Iron Man and where we're headed. So we had our first meeting last week for the new year, and we basically... we've had two already this year. The first one, we talked about our vision, where God wants us to go, and of course, some things that God's laid on our hearts. Last week, we talked about Paul and some things that he struggled with in the Bible. And so if you don't have a group or a Bible study, or maybe you do and you're just looking for some other place to get involved, this is it. It's called Iron Men. We meet every Monday night at 7 o'clock in Argyle, right off of Collins and Rampart. If you're not in Jacksonville, Florida, you might not know where we're at, but if you are, feel free to look us up on Facebook. We got a page called Iron Men. Our address to the church is 7310 Collins Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Would love to have you come out. Feel free to call me at any time, 904-891-9786, and I'll be happy to fill you in on more details. So God's been really growing this group within the past year. We went from 5 to 6 guys a week to 10 to 12. Almost every Monday we have about 10 guys. There's some Mondays where we pack out the house. We have 12 to 14 guys. And so one of the things we want to do this year is to start a new group. We want to start another Iron Men group. There's been several days in mind. There's several guys that would love to do it on a weekend. We've had a few guys that want to do it on a Tuesday night or Thursday night. And so... as soon as we can get a guy to commit and lead the group, we will narrow down the day. We also are looking for new people to step up and lead. We want some guys to help with this group, to keep it alive, get a co-facilitator, maybe someone who likes to teach. If you're looking for that as well, this is the place to be. If you like to disciple, if you like to teach, if you like to study or pray, this is it. I'm telling you, God's doing some big things in this group, y'all. And if you want to get involved with something like that, this is it. We are working on some gear, Iron Man gear. I met up with a guy last week that will be doing our hats. And so we're going to be making some bracelets, hats, some shirts. Just something to kind of get a conversation started when you're out there in public of what it is and how to invite. We have cards already, plenty of those. If you need some, let me know. I can get you some. It's a great conversation starter and an easy way to invite people. We will be praying about a women's group. I don't know if that will be started this year, but we are definitely open to that. We are going to be meeting at different churches to not only spread the word of our group, but to meet more godly people in our community that we can influence and be influenced by. If you know of a church that needs a small group or looking to do a group, again, this goes back to one of our previous goals, is to start a second meeting. So we can find a church that would allow us to do that, then we kill two birds with one stone. So we'd love to do that, host Iron Men at your church. We can come and visit on a Sunday or Wednesday, however that works in y'all's schedule. Introduce our group, stand around and chat for Q&A after. And then again, after that, we'd like to maybe host an Iron Men group at your church. Along with that, we've had many ideas. We're probably going to tackle a few of these this year. One of the guys that come to our meeting quite faithfully, he owns a peanut stand where he sets up on the side of the road and sells to the public. We've talked about doing a group there one day, just to get out of the box and meet some of his customers and talk about Jesus in the community. I'm excited about that one. We've even talked about doing it at a restaurant or some type of environment where the outside world sees us. We're already working on some new events that we want to do for our next Iron Men get together. We got two big events this year that we're doing. One, a worship night with Iron Men, and two, Iron Man reunion. We're going to invite all the guys who've ever been a part of Iron Men, both member and teacher, to come and visit. We're going to have a wonderful night then with music and special guests. You don't want to miss that. We're going to have new speakers this year coming in teaching. You definitely don't want to miss that. And then, of course, the Bible studies. We're going to have several. We're working on our next one. All I can say is, if you've ever heard of Tim Keller and you like him, you definitely want to jump in on this one. If you haven't and you're looking for a really good, in-depth study, this is it, Tim Keller. You don't want to miss that. And again, we are excited about 2020 and what God's doing. Those are just a few of the things we mentioned. We're going to be working on our Facebook page, making it better and stronger. I think I'm going to start a Instagram here soon, in the next couple weeks. And we'd love to get y'all's input on that. Again, I'm going to go ahead and close this podcast. That's pretty much it on Iron Men. Would love to get some questions, concerns, critiques. If there's something that you didn't hear that you think would be good for this group, please let us know. We're open to it. We'd love to try new things, especially when it advances the kingdom of God and people will get saved. So we just want to disciple. We want to get the word out and win as many people as we can to Jesus. So love you guys. It's Monday here. I don't know what day it is there and what, you know, when you're listening to this, but have a great week and can't wait till our next podcast. Thank you guys. Love y'all.